Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
me.
I can't believe you're 60, Lucy. I mean, who'd have thought it? Yeah. Are you going
to
get Botox?
Yeah, definitely.
No, you definitely need it.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where our lies are detected. The mentalist Mason King returns to Luke and Lucy FM to detect our lies. We're discussing white lies, bad lies, and some of the porkies we've told in our lives previously.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 31. How are you doing? Thanks so much for popping us in your ears, popping us on your Apple TV and putting us wherever, frankly, that you want to put us.
Popping us anywhere.
We're totally up for whatever. We're not that bothered.
you might be.
If you want to check out any previous episodes of the podcast, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. How are you doing? Now, a true fact about me, Luke Merlin, is that in primary school, I fell on some grass and cut my hand on some glass whilst being chased by a girl.
Oh.
So a girl hospitalised me is effectively my true fact for this week's episode. It's true.
So you just cut yourself every time you see a girl?
That's not completely accurate, but just ginger girls. True fact.
What's
a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Okay, true fact about me is I did actually got told that I woke up and ate, like, I think about 20 chicken nuggets in my sleep once.
Oh,
I woke up and had no recollection.
The episode about sleep, check that out a few episodes ago, episode 27, we talked about sleep with an expert. It's nocturnal eating or something.
Yeah,
explains what's happening right now then. With
what's
your,
happening around the
yeah, you're
area.
Ballooning, you're getting older as we've established.
I am, so your metabolism slows down.
No, this episode we've been wanting to do for quite a while, but his availability has been insane. You might remember him from episode 3 of the podcast, the one where we meet a mentalist. The mentalist Mason King has returned to Luke and Lucy FM. Mason, welcome back to the podcast. 28 episodes weeks later.
Yeah. It's great to see how well it's doing as well.
You're too kind, Mason. Yeah, you're too kind.
I predict it's going to continue to go really well.
An expert opinion that's what we need. Mason, I mean, just quickly tell us, you've been out, and we've tried to get you back on recently, and you've been too busy.
Yeah. I mean, I've been up at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with my recent show, Mind Control, and I got really well reviews up there. So
you controlled some Scottish minds, did you?
Yeah, really good fun. And I think I'm actually going to bring it back to the Northwest some point in the next couple of months.
We can be guinea pigs.
So yeah, come down.
We need to come and see that. You can put us on your VIP list, miss.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out when that is, you can just follow me on Twitter at MK Mind Reader or Facebook, Mason King Mind Reader Mentalist. Yeah, cheap plug there.
Please, the cheaper the better. The cheaper the better. Now, the reason why I got you back onto this episode, Mason, is in fact you suggested this idea to us. You suggested that maybe we should do a bit of lie detection. Now, is this the sort of lie detection that's like on the Jeremy Kyle show where, for example, if I can tell Lucy's pregnant, I know the answer to this, we would find out and reveal it via a lie detector to see if she tells the truth.
Are you implying that Lucy would appear on the Jeremy Kyle show?
I am definitely implying Lucy would.
Well, you are that. I'm always on the Jeremy Kyle show.
Because you see it, Mason, though, on these sort of shows, right?
That
Jeremy Kyle, the lie detector's a staple point of that show and it's like 90-something percent accurate. Is this the sort of... you see that sort of stuff. Do you know what they're doing there? Is it machines doing it?
Yeah, it will be a machine technique. I mean, I don't use obviously that technique, but basically I read body language to get an idea of how people are like. And also, it's not 100%, doesn't work on everybody. I'm hoping it works today. It might not work, but we'll see what happens.
So, Mason, I mean, on the episode, for example, if you just go back to the Jeremy Kyle thing, they're using a scientific machine that detects heart rates.
Yeah, things like that, yeah. I think they use like techniques to read people's like voice patterns and things like that.
Oh, the levels, right?
Yeah, things like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to use a different technique today. Which one is more effective? To be honest, I don't really know. I don't really know enough about what they do. I know what I do probably hits, I'd say, 85, 90% of the time.
That's accuracy.
Accuracy,
this is exciting.
That is remarkable.
So you can get all the lies, juicy secrets from...
And obviously everyone's different as well. You get some people who are more easier than other people to read, you know what I mean? Some people are really, really good liars, yeah.
I'm well, bad yes. lying.
Yes, that's true, yeah. I mean, is it true that they say when you start lying to yourself, you can pass a lie detector test?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If you want to pass a lie detector test, you've got to convince yourself what you're saying is true.
It's true.
It sounds like a wrong thing. I'm teaching people how to actually lie. But yeah, but if you want to lie, you've got to believe what you're thinking is true. That's why some people...
It sounds a bit insane, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
Like, you'd have to be mental.
We'll see what happens on this episode. is it true, Mason, and I'm at the start, that on average, people lie 3 times a day during a 10-minute conversation? So in a 10-minute conversation, on average, you would lie 3 times in that conversation?
I'm not sure about that. I'd definitely say 3 or 4 times a day at least. You maybe not within a 10-minute conversation.
Just like little white lies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm running late for work, the traffic.
Yeah. When actually you're still in bed watching this morning.
Yeah. But obviously people tell little lies to make them enhance their life as well, make them sound a bit better than what they're doing. Like, yeah.
I mean, for example, I'm trying to think, we've done the radio show this morning, now we're recording this episode of the podcast. I'm trying to think what lies I've told this morning.
Well, you're telling people that the other show is live and it's not.
Yeah, that's actually very... So those are the bigger lie that we've already told this morning. Lucy, how many lies have you told this morning already?
I can't count.
Really?
I think so. You've told that many. I'm an angel from heaven.
Okay, so this morning when I messaged you asking where you were at 6:15 in the morning, you said you was on your way.
I was leaving.
Was you leaving?
I was leaving.
Or was you still in bed?
I was not in bed at 6:15.
Mason, how many... Okay, so you detect lies then. How many lies do you tell, do you think? There's difference with lies.
Do I tell?
Yeah, there's tiers of lying, right? You can tell porkies, you can tell little lies.
Like I didn't murder that person.
We're saying he's a mentalist. We don't actually want him to be a real mentalist.
You could, go in prison, though, couldn't you, and figure out whether convicts are lying or not?
You could probably do that. I mean, I think people who've done a crime or something and there's something up with them in the head, I think they're going to be more difficult to tell because
they're convincing themselves that lie.
Yeah, some people believe when they've done something wrong that they've done it for the right reasons, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're convincing yourself, I think one of the biggest lies I ever told, and I'm ashamed of this, and I've never told this to anybody, but I think I should show it now, is when I was younger, let's say 10, I was really into WWF wrestling, WWE,
yeah.
Right?
Likewise,
there we go, man after my own heart. Yeah. And I saw these T-shirts advertised on the online shop, a few T-shirts and some DVDs, and I thought, I really, really, really want these T-shirts and DVDs, but I had no access to doing it. And my dad was doing night shifts at the time, and I know that he left his wallet in a drawer.
You stole money!
So I walked into my dad's room.
You need to be on Jeremy Kyle.
Nicked his credit card, typed in all these, ordered a few other things, ordered some South Park videos, which actually, frankly, I wasn't, old enough to even watch. And they arrived at the house, and I swore blind. I lied through my teeth. I don't know. I've got them for free. I don't know how they're here.
You are a thief.
So my dad obviously realised he had credit card charges, and I was still continuing to lie. I was still maintaining it. And one day, he took me for a walk along the canal, and I thought, oh, is he going to throw me in? And he basically said, listen, I know that you've lied to me, and if you just tell me the truth, we'll forget about it, and that'll be the end of it. So I broke down, I cried, I was only 10.
You broke down.
Maybe 16. And
maybe 25.
And actually, my dad told a lie as well when he said he'd forget about it, because he mentions it almost daily and made me repay back the T-shirts and DVDs for double.
Good.
So actually, I'm disappointed in my dad's lies there. But you know what? In that sort of thing, because I was younger, because kids lie all the time, right?
Yeah, kids aren't good liars, though.
But is that because of their age and they've no ability to lie?
Yeah, I also think because kids aren't socially conditioned and they believe... Kids take everything at face value.
Yes.
Actually, in my show, Mind Control, when I've done a lie detecting routine, we're going to do it sort of a short version of it in a minute, I brought 5 people on stage and I always tried, if I could, to bring at least one child on stage.
Why?
Because it would then let the audience see...
The difference in lying.
Yeah. Interesting.
You can tell, my little nephew, when you say, has he done something, he'll look at you and he'll go, no, but you know he's done
it.
What is that voice?
they won't be able to maintain eye contact, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So things like the voice will go slightly
and
higher.
And then they'll start smiling a little bit or something.
Well, that's
absolutely fascinating. So, I mean, let's crack straight on. We've invited you, the mentalist Mason King, back onto Luke and Lucy FM to detect our lies.
Absolutely,
take it away, Mason. What's the plan?
Okay, so just before the show, we had some magazines and books here, and I asked you guys to pick a random word out the books or magazines. Also, just to confirm, I gave you the book magazine, and it was a completely free choice. You had a look.
I was
stood on either side of the room. You've written those words down.
We have.
And if you can just pass your ones to me. I'll try it with you first, Luke.
Yes, I think I've given you the sheet. Oh, no, I've not. There we go. Those are my words that I've wrote down.
That was a lie.
Say lying again.
There we go. This is not a good start.
You are just a chronic liar.
Okay, what was the top one say, just so I know?
You can't even read my mind. you just have a look, Mason. Yeah.
Can you read it?
It says, tasking.
Tasking. Okay, so what I'm going to do quickly, I'm going to say to you, I'm going to read out the word. I say, is this your word? Is this your word? Is this your word? Each time I want you to say yes. Whatever you say, say yes. Keep a poker face. Yes. So first, is your word tasking?
Yes.
Is your word photo booth?
Yes.
Is your word photograph?
Yes.
Is your word remember?
Yes.
I'll do that quite quickly. Is your word tasking?
Yeah.
Photo booth?
Yeah.
Photograph?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, it's definitely not remember.
Oh.
And this time say no, yeah?
Okay.
Is tasking your word?
No.
Yes. Okay. I don't think it's tasking either. it's definitely one of these two.
You're giving it away by making those sounds.
This time say no again. This photo booth?
No.
Photograph?
No.
This time say yes. Photo booth?
No.
Yes.
Liar. Photograph?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to cross out the one. I think it's not. I'll just show Lucy what I've got.
Ooh.
So I think that's the word.
Mason thinks he's got it.
First time, what was the word?
The word was photograph.
Woo!
Mason King has successfully detected my lies. The word I wrote down was photograph.
You
and
are
I
one of the biggest liars.
Mixed
well.
It in with photograph.
Okay, I'll do this again quickly with Lucy.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got five words written down. You've got children's were, socialists, sportsmanship, travelling, and grandparents. Yes, so this time say yes again.
Okay.
Is your word children's wear?
Yep.
Socialists?
Yep.
Sportsmanship?
Yep.
Travelling?
Yep.
Grandparents?
Yep.
Sportsmanship.
Oh my God!
Wow. Lucy Hilton, can I just say?
Terrible liar.
It took him maybe a good 3 minutes to detect my lies. It took him milliseconds to detect how awful
that right?
of a liar.
I am a really bad
you,
liar.
That is absolutely.
How did you know that?
Awful.
Like, what did I do?
I know your face.
I think blinking, but then I blinked on grandparents as well.
Yeah.
Your face is the issue, Lucy Hilton. Yeah. Your face is the issue.
Never get yourself in court, that's all I'll say.
And if you do, plead guilty.
Yeah. We'll do one last thing.
Yeah?
I'm excited.
So Mason King's rustling into a bag now
we
to
need
decide.
A few more things.
Yeah, to decide.
We're going to do something on the theme of like keeping a poker face, yeah?
Okay.
So what I've got here.
Lady Gaga.
Do you know how to play poker, Lucy?
Never in my life have I played poker.
I've no idea. I can play virtual poker, but I always lose. Mm.
Okay, so basically what I've got here, in this bag, I've got several poker chips.
Okay.
Some of them are red and some of them are black. Okay. Yeah. Basically, you guys are going to reach in. You're going to take one each and I'm going to try and work out who's got what, basically.
Oh,
yeah?
What? Okay. This is simple enough.
Yeah, yeah. So, Lucy, you're...
Take one each.
Just take one, yeah?
Oh, Lucy's...
Don't show me what you've got, obviously.
Lucy's rooting round.
Just take one.
She's rooting round.
Don't tell me what you've got.
She's got it. Mason King's making his way round to me and I have to now rustle the bag. I'm rustling my hand into the bag to pull out a poker chip. I've now got the poker chip in my hand. Mason has not seen either one of her poker chips.
Okay, so I'll ask you both, do you have a red poker chip? And I want you to say, yes, I've got a red poker chip. So, first of all, Luke, do you have a red poker chip?
Yes.
Lucy, do you have a red poker chip?
I do have a red poker chip.
Again, I'll ask you, Luke, do you have a red poker chip?
Yes.
Lucy, do you have a red poker chip?
Yeah.
Red poker chip, black poker chip.
Lucy?
Red poker chip.
Black poker chip.
Yes, spot on, yeah.
The mentalist Mason King floors us and
that?
Knows that. I mean, can we cash these in, by the way?
You can keep them in your hand. Okay, well, do this again. Do this again quickly.
We're going to. Because, so far, you're 3-0. I mean, you've successfully detected our lies so far, Mason.
Yeah.
I really
want
another test. It's so exciting.
I don't know whether or not this is us.
We're hustling.
Well, we're being hustled here, Lucy. I mean, Mason has successfully detected our lies. We're going for round two of the poker chips. I'm dipping my hand into the poker chip bag. Right now, I've got a poker chip. Mason's going to go
Your
for it.
Your pop's like a poker chip.
Thanks, Lucy.
This time, I'm going to say, do you have a red poker chip? And I want you to say no this time. So, do you have a red poker chip?
No.
Do you have a red poker chip?
Nope.
This time, say yes. Do you have a red poker chip?
Yes.
Do you have a red poker chip?
Sure do.
You know what? I actually think you've both got black poker chips.
Lucy, what colour is your poker chip?
I've got a black poker chip.
The mentalist Mason King.
How are you doing
this? We'll do it one more time.
One more time.
Just
to see if we can be beaten.
I really want to beat it.
Let's see. Yeah, one more time. Make sure I don't see.
Okay. okay.
Lucy's once again, for the final time, rustling in the poker chip bag. I'm rustling into the poker chip bag.
What's the Lady Gaga song?
Poker Face. Yeah, you don't sing, because we'll have to pay iTunes for wines, Lucy, so don't sing.
PRS are on the phone already. quickly, same thing again. Whatever I say, just say yes. Yeah, do you have the red poker chip?
Yes.
Do you have the black poker chip?
Yes.
Okay, do you have the red poker chip?
Yep.
Black poker chip?
Yep.
Quite sure on you, not sure on you.
Ooh,
you're an easy one, Lucy,
no,
that's why. You're an easy
said
one.
He's not sure on me. I'm beating the master
no,
today.
No, I don't think you are.
I think...
Stress on
red poker
face.
Chip.
He thinks red for
red
me.
Red poker chip as well.
Red for me and red for Lucy. Me. Let's turn our poker chips over, Lucy.
Red
poker chips. Mason
oh,
King.
Wasn't sure
that
me.
Is absolutely remarkable. You have once again destroyed our minds. You've
another game.
Invaded. No, we're not having a fourth goal, Lucy, but you have absolutely invaded our minds. Okay. I mean, Mason, do you train... How do you train your brain to detect lies?
You know what?
There's can't tricks. Give away secrets,
you can't give away secrets,
though.
But you must be... How routine do you have to be to train your mind?
I think you've got to be very, very disciplined. And you know what? I think a lot of it's just... It's like anything, doing it again and again and again.
Repetition.
The more you do stuff, you've also like I said, you
on this podcast. The more we do it, we're trying our best to get better.
Everyone's different as well. Some people are more quite easy to read, like I've already said. Some people
like
are a lot
me.
More difficult. And yeah,
if I said anything right now and it was a lie, you'd be able to tell.
Not necessarily. I mean, one thing as well. So if you're a bad liar, that's not necessarily a bad thing either, because that just means you're quite an honest person.
Lucy,
there
you're a bad
go.
Liar.
I'm such an so, honest you know, person.
Surprised, I'm not a bad liar then, really. I'm very surprised at that. Mason, you do this, obviously, when you do your shows, you detect lies and things. Yeah. Have you ever encountered a liar where you thought, I can't crack this person?
Absolutely, yeah, I have that.
Oh, have you?
I had that in one of
my... Well, then are they the people that convince themselves?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I actually had that in one of my preview shows for Edinburgh this year. I think it was the first one, and I just couldn't work out.
Oh,
I couldn't work
them
out. And you know what? Fair play, you know what I mean? If that happens, I don't mind that. If anything, it's more challenging. It makes the show seem a bit more real as well, I guess, as well.
Exactly.
I wonder what they do to kind of...
Who knows? There's mind psychological barriers, maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, and something like that as well. I've got no problem in just saying, you know what? These guys did really well and they caught me out of it. Send them back to the seat. I've got no problem with that. Because I know, like I say, 85-90% of the time, it's going to work anyway. If the odd time it doesn't work, you know what? I don't bother.
Would you like to get to the ability where you can eventually read someone's lies just by looking at them, or you know, the body language, and are you pretty shrewd at picking up lies, do you think? Now
I think I am, yeah. I mean, it's pretty strange. I mean, I've got a friend of mine, I've been friends with him for years, and he's the worst liar in the world. However, he still lies. Like, sometimes he'll say to me, and we're going on a night out, he goes, can you lend us some money? I've left my wallet in work. Now, first of all, no one leaves the wallet in work.
Very true. You don't trust your colleagues. I wouldn't leave my wallet anywhere near Lucy.
It'd
be a Mulberry bag in an hour.
But yeah, and he'll say it like 2-3 weeks on the run, and I'm like, come on, mate. You know, I mean, you know, I do this anyway. Yeah. But you know, that's just how some people are.
I bet people are very nervous around you. I can't imagine that. Oh, don't tell Mason because they'll work
I
it
know,
out,
or know
you know,
mine.
Just tell Mason everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, I try not to, when I sort of go out socially and stuff like that, I try and switch it off a bit, because I think
can you switch it off though?
I think I can. Yeah,
you think you can switch it off? I mean, ultimately, Mason, I imagine having a girl, being your girlfriend, would be incredibly difficult if
know.
You think about it.
If
because
she wanted to go and cheat on you, she could not.
I'm also thinking of aspects where you would say, Mason would ask, you know, was that enjoyable? And you could tell she's lying.
Oh, damn.
On that note, Mason and King, thank you so much for being on. If you've got one more.
I say as well, guys, I do actually need to shoot off now, but I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. Also, you'll notice that there's been an envelope on the table the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave, but what I want you to guys do is, once I've left, open the envelope up and read out what's inside.
Okay,
but
wait
until I've left.
Pass the envelope to Lucy.
And bear in mind, that's been there from the start.
It has, actually. I thought it was a piece of rubbish. I binned
it.
So Mason King is leaving the room.
I'm going to go, yeah?
Mason King is physically picking up his stuff and leaving the room. Although, if you want to wait outside the door, Mason, we'll say bye to you when you leave.
All right, take care, guys. See you later.
Thanks, Mason King on Luke and Lucy Famous. Literally just left the studio.
Right, okay, let me see.
Just to set the scene, Lucy, before you read it out.
Okay.
This envelope has been sat there for the duration of this podcast episode.
We have noticed it, but you didn't really notice it.
But you noticed. So read out what it says.
I didn't even see him put it there.
No, I didn't.
And I've been in here the whole time.
Let's find out.
Okay, so... There's writing on both sides.
Okay,
so one. On the first go, Luke will pick a black poker chip and Lucy a red poker chip, which we did.
Oh, my word.
On the second go, both will choose black. which we did. On the third go, both will choose red. Oh,
my mind is blown.
Oh, my God. Also, it doesn't stop there. Luke's chosen word will be photograph. And Lucy's will be sportsmanship. Oh, my God. I am really freaked out.
We are absolutely mind blown. I can't. I think we have to leave it there. I mean,
Twitter at MK Mind Reader and Facebook search Mason King.
Please do. On that note, that he's not weird. Here, but let's give him a round of applause.
I feel really weird right
the
now.
The mentalist Mason
I feel
King.
Like it's an out of body
has blown our minds on Luke and Lisa FM.
So weird.
That is it from us. We need a serious lie down. Thanks for listening to this episode.
I need a glass of Prosecco after
and,
that.
If you want more details, at Luke and Lucy FM, we'll tweet out all Mason's links as well. We'll catch you next week if, of course, we haven't just absolutely not recovered and we're not back on the show.
I'm scared now. People
I'm terrified. And the worst bit is we've left him outside the studio. He has not actually left, I don't think.
Oh, my God.
Lucy, I'll let you go first. We'll catch you next week.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.